The following is a song class on Gauranga Bolite, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on December 25th, 2015, in Melbourne, Australia.
Shari Hari Hari Bodhite Nayane Babe Nir Gauranga Bodhite Habe Kulaka Shari Hari Hari Dite nayane babe nil Ar kobe nitae jande Kaduna hoibe Samsara basana mor Kambe tu chahabe Arkabe nitae chande kaduna hoibe Samsada basana mor kambe tu chade Vishaya chadiya kabe Shudabe mana Kambe hama herabo Shri Vrindavana Vishaya chatiya kabe Shudabe mana Kambe hama Abe Pulaka Shari Hari Hari Kodite Nayane Babe Gauranga Bolite Abe Pulaka Shari Hari Hari Bodhite Nayane Babe Nir Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hai Beyakuti Kambe Hama Bhujabase Jugala Vriti Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hai Beyakuti Kambe Hama Bhujabase Jugala Vriti Rupa Raghunatha Natha Pade Rahumaraja Kaitana Koro Yesada Narottama Das Rupa Raghunatha Pade Goranga bolite abe Pulaka shari Hari hari bolite naya Shari Hari 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 Te Nayane Bhave Nir
So Srila Prabhupada has given a very nice purport for this song. We can study this purport. He said this song was sung by Narottam Das Thakur, a great devotee and acharya in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, that is simply succession coming down from Lord Chaitanya. Narottam Das Thakur has written many songs which are recognized as authoritative by all Vaishnavas. He has sung these songs in simple Bengali language, but the purport, the deep meaning of his songs, is very significant. In this song he says, Goranga bolite habe pulaka sharir. One has attained the perfection of chanting when as soon as he chants the names of Lord Gauranga, who initiated this Sankirtan movement, at once there is shivering in his body. This is not to be imitated, but Narottam Das Thakur is asking, when will that opportune moment come to us when there will be shivering in the body as soon as we chant Lord Gauranga's name? And after the shivering, Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Babinir. While chanting Hare Krishna, there will be tears in the eyes. Then he says, Arkabe Nitjai Chandir Koruna Hoibe. We are all asking about the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda is supposed to be the original spiritual master, so we have to approach Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, through the mercy of Lord Nityananda. What is the symptom of a person who has achieved the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda? Narottam Das Thakur says that the symptom of one who has actually received the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda is that he has no more material desire. Arkabe nittai chander karuna hoibe samsara basana mor kabe tuchahabe. Samsara basana means desire for material enjoyment. And Narottam Das wonders when it will become very insignificant. Of course, as long as we have bodies, we have to accept so many material things, but not in the spirit of enjoyment, but only to keep body and soul together. Narottam Das says further, Rupa Raghunatha Padde Hoibe Yakuti. When shall I be very eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis? Akuti means eagerness. Because Rupa Goswami is the father of devotional service, he has written a book called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in which there are nice directions on devotional service. These topics are also dealt within Chaitanya Charitamrita and other books, and we have given the summary of those directions in our book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. One has to learn of the conjugal loving affairs of Radha Krishna through the teachings of these six Goswamis. Narottam Das Thakur directs us not to try to understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna by our own endeavor. We should try to understand this jugala piriti, conjugal love, under the direction of the Goswamis. As long as the mind is too much absorbed in materialistic thought, one cannot enter into the kingdom of Vrindavan. But Narottam Das Thakura says, Vishaya Chariya Kabe Shuddha Habe Manna Kabe Hame Herabo Shri Vrindavana. When the mind is completely purified, being freed from material anxieties and desires, then I shall be able to understand Vrindavan and the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, and then my spiritual life will be successful. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pachanine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschanjadesha Tarine. So this song is very instructive and helpful for a man who wants to awaken the dormant love of Krishna, which is sleeping in the present moment within his heart. There are many, many lessons we can derive from this great, great song of Narottam Das Thakura. The first point we can make is it is mood of hankering. Bhaktivinoda Thakura also writes in this mood, Kabbe habbe bolu sedi namar. When will my mind become completely free from offenses? When will I get a taste for the name? You see, he's hankering, 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 hankering. So the same thing here, hankering. When will I shiver in my body by chanting Gauranga? And when by chanting Hare Krishna, the tears will come flowing from my eyes? When will I come to that stage? Of course, Narottama is already at that stage. But for our sake, he is teaching us what should be our mood to help us come to that stage, you see. The more you can hanker to achieve this stage, you see, the more you'll become happy. We have a tendency to think that we'll become happy by our material arrangements. Well, I can have this situation, that situation arranged. That's our tendency, we think that way, you see. But this is not true. It doesn't matter what material arrangements you may make for yourself, you see. You'll never be satisfied. Never. Because we're not these material bodies. The only way to truly become satisfied is to develop this mood that we're studying this morning from Narottam Das Thakura. This mood of full absorption in Krishna consciousness. This is the only place of true happiness. And then he says, and when the Lord Nityananda bestows his causeless mercy upon me, so that my desire for material enjoyment will become insignificant. Tuccha is the word. Tuccha habe. This is also there in the Sanskrit. Yan matanadi sukham grihamedi sukham mitucham. Same word, tucham. Sometimes it's described as 10th class are very insignificant. So now our material desires are very significant. You see, we have to learn how to make them insignificant. Detach ourselves from whether I'm enjoying or suffering in the material world. And just understand that all enjoyment and suffering here is just, it's temporary. It's not my real self. My real self is my relationship with Krishna in pure loving devotion. That is my actual self. So when will this external thing become insignificant and I really get tuned in to the reality of me and my relationship with Krishna as his servant? This is what he's hankering for. When will that time come, you see? When by the mercy of Lord Nityananda? You see, on your own strength, you can't do it. We are prisoners. You see, can you remove your own handcuffs? No. But if someone else comes with a key, they can remove your handcuffs very easily. Or tied with a rope is the same thing. You see. So we require the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Therefore we chant, Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. We require that mercy of Lord Nityananda. And then he says, when my mind is completely purified, being freed from material anxieties and desires, then I should be able to understand Vrindavan. Okay. The word for word is, I will behold Vrindavan. In other words, one actually enters into Vrindavan within one's heart when the mind is completely purified. I have no more material hankerings. My only hankering is to reestablish that loving relationship with Krishna, you see. Then Vrindavan is already there. This Vrindavan is a very important thing. We hear about it often. Anande balohali bhaja vrindavan si guru vaishnava pade majayamam. In more than one song he's mentioning Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the transcendental abode of Lord Sri Krishna, and it's externally manifested here in this world, the external, the earthly Vrindavan. But here he's talking about the original Vrindavan, you see, that's going on eternally in the spiritual sky. So once I become completely pure, then I purified, then I can fully understand what are the conjugal affairs of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. When shall I be very eager, very much eager to study the books left by the Siddha Goswamis? One has to learn the conjugal loving affairs of Radha Krishna through the teachings of these six Goswamis. So it's not that he simply wants to relish Shambhava. He wants to become eager to study these books. You see? One should be very eager to read these books, especially the books of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Because these books are the treasure house of transcendental knowledge. They are the keys that open the doors to the transcendental dimension beyond time and space. One has to develop this eagerness. When will I become eager, very, very eager to read the books of Srila Prabhupada, you see? Now we're not eager enough. We don't read enough. Prabhupada said, every one of my students should read all of my books. But how many devotees in ISKCON have done that? Very small number, very, very small, insignificant number. They've actually read all of the books. But this eagerness we must have. When will I become very eager to read all of Srila Prabhupada's books? When will that day come to me, you see? So how do you develop it? You start reading them. Once you start reading them, they become so intoxicating, actually. So purifying, so uplifting that one wants to go on reading, 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 reading. And then he concludes, he always desires to remain at the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath Das Goswamis. So this is the position of the devotee. He wants to take shelter of the spiritual master, always remain at the lotus feet of the spiritual master. This is his hankering. He's not thinking of going directly to Krishna. He's always thinking of going through the medium of the bona fide spiritual master, through whom or by whom he becomes connected with Krishna. So if we can try to understand this mood of Narottam Das Thakur and try to imbibe or embrace this mood within our heart of hearts, then a whole new dimension of Krishna consciousness will open up to us. And it'll be very wonderful, very sublime, very ecstatic thing. So, would you like to add some points? Are there any questions?
We can go into this short program. Just kirtan and we go home.
What was that?
Just we do kirtan and go home.
I'll just do a kirtan and go home. Back to home, back to God.
That would be nice.
This reminds us of the day we were sitting on the bank of the Jamuna. There you were over there. Yeah. That was something. All the Brijabasis came and they were intoxicated by the kirtan. We just went into ecstasy. That was so nice on the bank of the Jamuna. So that Jamuna is there also within the heart. And if you enter into this mood of bhakti, then you'll be right there on the bank of the Jamuna at every minute, where Krishna's pastimes are going on eternally. One simply has to develop that mood of the learning here from Narottam. It's called hankering. Vipralamba. You want to do a kirtan? All right. So why not, you can lead a kirtan now. All right. So now Guru Mahārāja will lead a kirtan. Question? Okay, what's the question?
As we're all trying to be devotees, how do we take material discomforts that we face in life? Should we be tolerating or can we complain about it? How do we take it as devotees?
He says, how do we take material discomforts in the life? Should we complain or should we just tolerate?
Take them as the greatest blessing to remind you that you're not your material body. Whatever difficulties you find here in the material world, they are all the greatest blessings. Kunti Devi was praying for more difficulties. So this way a devotee doesn't experience anything as a difficulty. Everything for him is a blessing. It helps me to remember, you see, who I really am, you see. That I'm not this body. So learn how to appreciate all the difficulties you're going through in the material world is the greatest blessing.
Material discomfort depends on what kind of discomforts.
There's many kinds. The discomforts of the mind, discomforts of the body.
It comes from the hankering.
Any other question?
One question.
Question?
No.
All right, so why don't you lead a kirtan then? Yeah.